Welcome to the West Elk Word. I'm Tony Todd, here today with Malcolm Boyce, a certified family peer specialist and certified crisis specialist with Gunnison Valley Health. He's also the PLUS mentor, P-L-U-S. He's going to tell us about that in a moment, with Gunnison Valley Mentors, a local nonprofit dedicated to supporting Gunnison Valley kids with the guidance and friendship and the things they need from caring adults here in our community. And a few of the boys are here too. We have Kelly, we have Mario, and we have Brainer. Did I get those all right? Mm-hmm. Excellent. Welcome, boys. Thanks for coming.
Yeah.
All right, Malcolm, let's just start with you and have you introduce yourself and give us a little bit about your background and how you came to this role with mentors.
Yeah, Tony, my name is Malcolm Boyce, as you alluded to, with Gunnison Valley Mentors. I am the program coordinator for this Rite of Passage Boys group. Started mentoring about 2 years, almost 3 years ago. Got introduced to the world of mentoring due to some lived experience that I had. And what a PLUS mentor is a staff member on our staff that is a community-based mentor that's paid, that's also, how would I say it, that has experiences, life experiences that would help foster a stronger connection with a youth. And so mentors got introduced to me because at that point in time, there were two kids coming back from Division of Youth Services, and the community was trying to rally around these two youth, to which they were looking for supports. And I was approached to be one of those supports, and it's been a tremendous journey. Both of them have graduated, and last week I got to share in the graduation with my first mentee, so that was really, really nice. And so we just got through camping. He had graduated, so it's kind of like this full circle moment for me as a mentor. How this group came about was that same mentee, my very first mentee, I was also mentoring his brother. His brother and I were in a national mentoring conference out in Washington, D.C. We were on a rooftop and we were talking. We were kind of processing some of the workshops that we had been to. And, you know, one thing that's always stood out to me with some of my early on mentees were the fact that they were trying to find safe spaces where they could explore. They could explore new things, not be judged for failure. One of my favorite quotes that one of my mentees once said was, you know, I want to do better, but I just don't know how, right? So developing this space to which kids can just learn. I'm a big fan of experiential learning. And so that mentee and I were kind of talking, and he was like, man, I wish we had a space back in Gunnison where we could do some really cool stuff, because he was reflecting on his own youth and his childhood. And so, yeah, thanks to Tina McGinnis, who, you know, we came back and debriefed with her. Tina's a big mentor of mine. She sought out and looked for some grants that were applicable. So we actually applied for the Southwest Colorado Regional Opioid Crisis Council, not crisis. SORC is what they're known as. They had some funds available for this type of thing. And so we applied and we were awarded the grant. And so we did our first cohort two springs ago. And then this fall, Brainer, Mario, Kelly, and about probably 12 others.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's a big group.
Yeah, so 16 total all joined in our second cohort. So 16 young mentees with one elder mentee who's in high school, who acts as kind of like a peer leader, and four other mentors that were recruited because they were very similar to me with these lived experiences, right? And then we have an awesome co-facilitator named Katie Vader. They have been such a tremendous help in structuring what the program looks like. And so, yeah, we do a bunch of learning activities, which can be kind of hard after school when they're in school all the time, but they're champions with that. And we also like to mix in a lot of fun. So we'll do different things like we did a ceramics class where they made ceramic pottery pieces. We've done movie and dinner nights where we rented out the Majestic Theater. And last time we did, we watched Jurassic Park, which was fun. We've gone camping. We just got back from that camping trip, right? We'll play dodgeball. We'll do a bunch of really cool, interactive, fun pieces, but always bringing it back to some of the more life skills and therapeutic modalities that we like to introduce to them. So kind of teaching them different things like, you know, weighing pros and cons of situations. What else?
Decision-making is hard.
Decision-making can be hard. I know Yes. It was hard for me as an adolescent. And so another big thing, too, is just what do they want to do? You know, a big thing we do in the beginning is interviewing them to get a sense of what they want to see themselves as their best versions of themselves, what that looks like, and can we structure things along the way so they can achieve that goal? But yeah, that's enough of me talking. So I'm going to go ahead and pass this over to the youngins.
Here we go. Okay, Kelly, you're right next to Malcolm, so we're going to start with you, okay?
All right.
Tell us, this is Kelly, and Kelly, tell us what it is about this group that you like. What do you like about participating here?
I like participating in mentors because it helps me, it helped me think before I do something or say something. And I've learned a lot of stuff, good stuff from it.
I got to tell you, there are a lot of adults who could learn from that lesson as well.
Yeah.
Even me sometimes. Think before you speak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that it's helped you with?
Gave me a place to, so I could hang out with people and learn stuff from my experience.
Okay. Good. So do you get to think about the experiences that you've had in your life so far and then apply those to what you're learning here to help you make better decisions and maybe feel a little bit better about yourself?
Yeah, for sure.
Be free to be who you are.
Yeah, I've learned coping skills and stuff like that.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Mario, let's go on to you. Let's hear what you have to say about participating with this group. What is it about this group and working with the fine folks at Mentors that you like that's helping you with your life?
I like participating with this group because it shows me different ways I could push through my challenges and my problems. And the people in Boys Group helped me with my challenges because they gave me something to distract myself with my challenges and problems.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you can learn how to better approach them in a positive way, maybe,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you give me an example of that?
So before I joined Boys Group, my father left. And then once I joined Boys Group, it gave me distractions from thinking about my father leaving. Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you have all these fine young men around you along with Malcolm. And that does help, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That support. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Very good. And Brainer, how about you?
I like Boys Group. It's like really helped me become a better person and push through stuff that I've been struggling with. They've taught me well and they are teaching me how to be better with other people and not be more mad at other people or get easily angered.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's something they'd help me with. Also, like, seeing stuff the other way so I don't get, like, into conclusion fast so I can, like, see it from other angles and all that stuff.
Oh, that's really important. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can see someone else's side of something or someone else's perspective, and that helps you be less emotional about it, maybe.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. Well, those sound like some pretty important lessons.
Yeah, for sure. So, we're big on putting the kids in scenarios. Role play is a great tool that we like to use, right? So we've had them role play different scenarios, right, that we would go and talk to their parents, talk to school officials, hear what some of the things they're challenging with. So, you know, our idea is we introduce the challenge. We identify that challenge. We introduce a tool that they could utilize to help navigate through some of those challenging points. And then, you know, the hope is to get them in this safe, secure space where they can practice some of those tools. And so, yeah, we'll put them in role-playing situations and we'll have group discussions as well. Another big thing is fostering that sense of self, that fostering that sense of resiliency, right? Doing that, you know, having a job goes a long way. And so we did a whole entire workforce development. We teamed up with the Gunnison Chamber of Commerce and Leora Wallace down there and approached local businesses about taking on kids this summer for work opportunities. So we put the boys through resume building. We put them through some mock interviews. And so, yeah, they all have jobs. Kelly's working at Mario's Pizza. Mario's working at Cake Me Away. And Brainerd down there, too, is working at Mario's Pizza, right? Mm-hmm. And so they got to go through that whole entire experience, too. But kind of like our core essential groups, right? So if you were to think of it on a bell curve, we do a lot of peer bonding, adult bonding in the beginning. And then we have some really targeted groups in the middle, looking at ineffective coping mechanisms, looking at, you know, performative and toxic masculinity. What is it to be a man in society today? And looking at it from a caring perspective, right? Changing that narrative. We look at grief and the many manifestations of grief. And another key component that we look at is then taking all these concepts and giving them real world applications of it. But yeah, so now they've done it. They've done it for 26 weeks. We have our final group today, and then we'll get into some more summer programming, which rafting is a big one that we're going to be doing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, some trips. We have a trip to Salida planned, a trip to Denver planned at the end of August, right? We'll also do like the observatory. We like bringing in people in the financial markets, right, to do kind of financial literacy, but also investment and look at all those dimensions of wellness, you know, spirituality, financial, physical, emotional, like all of that's a component of what makes a well-rounded individual as well. So still got some programming left for the summer, but the heavy lifting, these guys have been with us consistently for the last 26 weeks.
Wow. So. Do you get to graduate from the program or do you keep going with the program? How does that work?
So, yeah. So this is our second cohort. And, you know, our idea is kind of because some of them have brought this up, but giving them the opportunity to mentor next year themselves with some of our elementary kids that are coming up. So, and allowing them to kind of run their own small groups and have their own little mentees with, you know, us mentors still there as the safeguards, right? But actually, they've been through it. So allow them to teach it back, right? To hopefully sink in some of those things that they've learned as well.
If you are just joining us here today on the West Elk Word, I'm Tony Todd, here with Malcolm Boyce, Certified Peer Specialist with Gunnison Valley Health, and also the mentor for Gunnison Valley Mentors Rite of Passage Boys Group. Malcolm and a few of the boys are here with us today. Probably recognize when you see younger kids, you recognize a little bit of yourself in those kids and how much you've grown since you started this program.
Yeah.
These guys are really nodding their heads like, yeah, this is a big thing. Really noticed that. Tell me about that, Kelly.
It's like kind of cool. It's kind of interesting to see how much us three and the other kids in the group have grown since like sixth grade and seventh and now in eighth, almost high school. And it's cool to see, like, Malcolm, when you see him with his younger mentors, you could see how you could relate to them or used to relate to them, and now you're, like, above that.
Yeah, you've come a long way. That's just Mario.
Yeah. Yeah, I see myself in a lot of kids, yeah. I'm glad to see myself, and I'm happy to help them.
Does it feel good that you have the experience now that you can help them?
Yeah, I feel way better, and I feel experienced enough to like help younger people that are dealing with not really difficult, but difficult problems that I could help them with. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
And how about you, Brainer?
Yeah, I also see myself in the little kids. I would be like, I'd like to mentor them and help them with struggles they need help with, or like hang out with them, because I know some of them would like to have a friend that they don't. So I'd be down to go and talk or play with them, whatever I can do for them.
Very nice. Do any of you see yourselves in the future maybe taking on a role similar to Malcolm's role and doing that kind of work to help other kids?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. You've got your replacements all trained. They're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Nice little conveyor belt. So, nice. But, yeah, no, big shout out to all of the kids in that program and the work that they've done and the changes that they've made for themselves. And so it was really cool seeing them from day one to where they're at now. And, yeah, the big journey of high school and just be able to still be with them during those years as well. So.
Yeah, and now that you've made really good friends in this program, do you feel like some of these boys are going to be your friends for life and be there? You'll be there to support each other as well?
Yeah, I could see that. Most of them I've known since before and since like elementary, so I could see carrying the friendships through like college and all that.
Yeah, I see all the group being still connected after high school, maybe after college. I see this group being...
You have that shared experience growing up, right? Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah. How about you, Brenner?
Yeah, I also see this group being together, like past college around there, maybe adult, being adult. I met some of the boys before. So like we've been friends before even boys group was a thing. And I could see most of them being close and connected with each other.
And what, again, Malcolm, is the official name of the boys group?
So it's a Rite of Passage boys group. That's kind of our working title. We just call it the Rite of Passage group. But yeah, no, it's rooted in, you know, trauma-informed, culturally responsive, right? And the big thing that these guys have done is, like, they have shared values and they're creating their own shared culture. And that's what fosters those points of connections, for sure, which is something that we know a lot of young men are looking for in one way or the other. I've seen that looking for connection lead to all sorts of detrimental paths, to exposure to online content, to gang affiliations, right? And so by them getting together with their mentors and having this learning experience, right, they're creating shared cultures based in accountability, second chances, trust, respect, integrity, right? Which the mentors are kind of the focal point for that by sharing their lived experiences, sharing authentically, and sharing those vulnerabilities, and sharing what it was like whenever we were kids. And that can all foster those points of connection that seems to drive the work that we're doing within that program.
It seems like the boys come into this with, to some extent, the right mindset too. They just want to be good people. They want to be better people. They want to be the best person they can be. That's how you all seem to feel about this. That's what drew you to this group in the first place. Now it seems like you're kind of on the pathway to that. You kind of know how to do that.
Yeah.
And what not to do as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I feel like before, I feel like I was a all right person. I feel like now I'm a better person. Just in general.
In what way, Kelly?
I feel like I like what I said before is I think before I do or speak, and before I would just act on emotion and like impulse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big change. Let me ask you this, Mario. In what ways do you feel like you're a better person now that you've got connections with all these boys and with Malcolm, and you've been through this program and you've gotten connected with all of them?
I feel like a better person Because this group taught me how to, like, control my emotions and not overly mad, angry at people. It just shows me different viewpoint, angles, how I could react to the situation.
Shows you have a choice,
yeah,
in a way, of how you react, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of just always being mad.
Yeah, and to the point of role plays and hands that people are dealt, we did a group activity where they were dealt a hand of cards, right? And each card had a scenario attached to it. And the idea was to help them navigate through, like, even though life might deal us a hand, we still have choices. And what tools can we use in those difficult moments to navigate us out of some difficult circumstances that we had no part of, right? It's just the hand that we're dealt. And so that's a big thing for us as a group.
Yeah, that is the toughest thing that you have to deal with in life, and that is that your day may not turn out to be the day you started out with in terms of being a good day. Brainerd, what about you? What about this program has made you a better person?
I've been, like, more energetic, happy, and not, like, thinking about sad stuff. Also, they've helped me not take actions without thinking, so not planning stuff out before I do it, and then seeing if it's doing good or not.
Well said. Do you all feel more confident today as young men than you did when you started this program?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Confidence is a big thing, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I say, like, you know, at the end of the day, my biggest thing is I want them to have hope moving forward in life, right? Knowing that, you know, everything's a seed that's being planted. And so maybe when they're in their 20s or in their 30s, they're like, oh, yeah, Malcolm used to talk about this, or mm-hmm. Jason or Taylor or Graham, right? Or Katie. So that, but also, like, that sense of self, too, and just seeing themselves as capable, seeing themselves from the same lens that I always see them, and that they don't need to be fixed, that they're just as capable as anyone else of doing anything that they set their mind to it, and just being that support to help them along the way.
Malcolm, folks listening in to this show, how can they support this program?
Yeah, I appreciate you asking that. Yeah, we do all sorts of stuff with community partners. Like I said, we had a community partner who helped us with ceramics. We've had community partners offer jobs, right? We've had community partners. We were with Chad Zumach from Gunnison Bank and Trust, right? And he gave them a bank tour and talked to them about some of those financial literacy components. And so we're always looking to community partners and what skills and assets that they might bring to teach young people different ideas, concepts, perspectives. And another big one is my old business partner would say time and money were the two things you could give to something. And so time in that regard, and also money, considering some of the budgetary cuts that we're experiencing as a nonprofit, and some of the challenges at both the state and federal level in terms of funding. I know Tina McGinnis is working on an endowment fund, so please get in contact with her. I would say that would be a tremendous way that we can continue to do this work and move it past from this cohort to the next and to the next. And so, yeah, really time and money.
Excellent. Well, Malcolm, Kelly, Mario, and Brainer, thank you very much for joining me today on the West Elk Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it for this edition of the West Elk Word. You can listen to this or any edition of the program anytime. Go to kbut.org, click Programs, then West Elk Word. Thanks for listening. See you next time. Mm-hmm.